options.
Hello, Dr. Shermer. This is Rick Shattuck. Happy Einstein's birthday, March 14th, the day of the 10th annual 9/11 scientist PhD debate. And skepticism is open-mindedness and critical thinking. You can't say you're a skeptic if you're closed-minded. Oh, I won't consider that. I'm a skeptic about it. No, you have to consider it and apply critical thinking ability, which can be measured by the Watson-Glaser Critical Thinking Appraisal by Dr. Watson Glaser, developed at Columbia University in the 1920s for inductive, deductive reasoning and ability to recognize unwarranted assumptions. So Dr. Fetzer's supporters say he is the real Dr. Skeptic and that you are closed-minded and with low critical thinking ability. So let's prove them wrong. As a heads up, what Dr. Fetzer is likely to bring up is the remote control takeover hypothesis. So how could you tell the plane flying by whether it's taken over by remote control or by hijackers? So let's hear your answer to that. And how could Ace Elevator Company not in 7 years plant explosives, especially when Securicom, the security company, was watching and that has tied to George Bush's brother? So how could they not bring explosives with whatever they want, labeled drywall paste or even bananas for the Windows on the World restaurant, into the World Trade Center in 7 years? So it should be easy work from the comfort of your home or office for, say, an hour through Zoom. You'll get $119, that's 911 backwards, with a chance to talk about your books and our Skeptic Society. Let's show you are the real Mr. Dr. Skeptic and not Dr. Fetzer. My number is 202-365-6100. Let us know a convenient time for you. Dr. Fetzer says whatever is good for Dr. Shermer is a good time for him. Thank you. 911debate.org.